Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The separationist organizations are going ballistic over this brand new decision from the United States Supreme Court regarding prayer at public events. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt Barber, this is an amazing decision, and you can tell it not so much by just reading the media, but by reading the adversaries to it, like, for example, the American Civil Liberties Union, but most particularly this little group out of Madison, Wisconsin, called Freedom From Religion Foundation. The name says it all. They are going insane over this decision.
They've become completely unhinged on the Freedom From Religion website. They have posted an article by one of their members that literally are calling for the people to seek out and infiltrate public meetings where prayer might occur and to disrupt the prayers through, listen to this, booing, blowing raspberries, making noises, or wearing a prayer mockery hat with big earmuffs, a big loud, obnoxious hat that says, "I object to prayer," putting on sunglasses and making a spectacle during the prayer, or getting up and walking out of the event during the prayer and auspiciously coming back once the prayer is over. They don't know what to do with themselves. They're fit to be tied, Matt. And that is an indication of how what a landmark case this is, how dramatic this case is in terms of strengthening our already guaranteed First Amendment right to pray in any public forum we so we feel inclined to do so.
Yeah, this is from the Freedom From Religion website. They have now sent out a letter or information to their people, just decrying this decision. They've got a photograph of two people on this page, and this one woman is holding up a T-shirt, and it says, "Godless Goddess." This is from Freedom From Religion. But here's what it says in this Freedom From Religion website. "Today's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in Greece v. Galloway is potentially disastrous for church-state separation. This decision could be the equivalent of Dred Scott or Plessy for our cause."
That is so outrageous.
The sky is falling down. The world's coming to it. Dred
Scott,
you know, in Plessy versus Ferguson, the segregation case, that
and
separate but equal.
Slavery case in Dred Scott.
And it says FRF, or it's Freedom From Religion Foundation's new "Nothing Fails Like Prayer," that's in a quote, "Nothing Fails Like Prayer" award/contest, "is a great incentive and a call to action, and I hope that hundreds or thousands of citizen activists will take up the challenge." And it goes on, and they begin to speak about this disastrous state church decision that's like a Plessy versus Ferguson. That is this horrible decision that just came down from the United States Supreme Court. And then they say, well, here's what we ought to do to this.
Yeah.
They ought to complain. Well, how do they ought to complain? Well, they ought to complain like what you just said.
Yeah. Well, listen to that. I mean, well, first of all, the irony that these anti-Christian segregationist groups would cite Plessy v. Ferguson, which established the legality at the time, so-called, of segregation, racial segregation. They're segregationists themselves, but they are anti-Christian segregationists. Listen to what they said here. Quote, "In light of yesterday's dreadful ruling, we and all activists," this is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, "will have to fight harder and smarter," declared the screed. "We will need to lodge more complaints, write more letters, conduct more protests, and bring more lawsuits. No matter how long it takes, Greece v. Galloway must be overturned." And the essay called for, brazenly called for, the mockery mockery, quote, mockery of God. Citizens may also abruptly walk out of a government. Oh, they said, voice disapproval. This is a quote. By booing, making thumbs down gestures, blowing a raspberry, or by making other audible sounds signifying disapproval. Matt, you cannot make this stuff up. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
They got 4 points on this letter. And I know you're reading from this. And the point four is public mockery. And that's where you're reading from. And it says that here's what they ought to do. Here's one example of how they ought to mock what's going on. They ought to have a, quote, prayer mockery hat, close quote. It says activists can easily make a brightly colored hat with a large earmuffs and dark sunglasses. I mean, and
it says, I object to prayer.
I object to
big,
prayer.
Big, bold letters.
You know, and all we're, you know.
Can I just say, please, please, please do this.
It'll show how absurd
yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wording on this brightly colored large hat with earmuffs and dark sunglasses is going to be all caps, I object to prayer. You know what? All that's going to do is going to make those that are in attendance want to pray for those poor
souls.
That's
right.
Because if that's what they're going to do, how deluded and how much hate do they actually have to do something like that?
Well, and that's what we need to focus on here, Matt. This just underscores the fact that these atheists, it's not a disbelief in God. It's an absolute hatred and rebellion against God. And look how this rebellion is manifesting itself at the Freedom of Religion Foundation. This yeah. hatred of God, Christ particularly, Christians specifically here on earth, and prayer, the way that we engage our Creator, they literally hate it to the point that they're willing not to just make fools of themselves, but in the vein of trying to mock Christians and Christianity, end up making a mockery of their entire movement. Again, I hope they do it, but if they did do this in a public setting where people were praying, I know that people would just turn and pray for these lost souls.
Yeah,
and that's
they
what
would.
They are.
You know, this is really a sad situation with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I do know the founders of the organization. I debated against one of the co-founders of the organization. And this one of the co-founders was formerly a Baptist and then also a charismatic minister, apparently has just become a very bitter atheist now. And he's a co-founder of the Freedom From Religion Foundation in Madison. He hates Jesus Christ. He hates Dan Barker.
Yeah, Dan Barker.
He hates God. He hates Christianity. And so it is disingenuous for them to go around having these free thinker ideas. No, they're not free thinkers. They have an agenda. It's not that they're going to have free thinking, quote unquote, and then allow you to have your thoughts. They want to destroy Christianity. They want to destroy everything it stands for, and they want to ultimately destroy the people that believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ, that are Christians. And so you see that kind of visceral response yeah. over this. I mean, these are prayers at public assemblies that are short prayers to open up an event. To open up a meeting.
Which have been occurring since that occurred in the first Congress, have occurred since the inception of the United States of America, Matt. And, you know, Scripture says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And look at the foolishness that they're talking about trying to engage in order to disrupt prayer, because they're so furious over this decision, Grease v. Galloway, that did nothing more than reaffirm what was already there, our inalienable right to the freedom of religious expression and prayer in any public forum, even sectarian prayer, as established and reaffirmed by the First Amendment. That's it, nothing more.
Well, this was a great decision, great decision. It'll free up government authorities all over the country to have prayer at these local assemblies and also at other higher assemblies as well. For more information on this case and other cases, you can call Liberty Counsel 800-671-1776 or visit us online at lc.org. That's lc.org or our other website, libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com. This case is having a big impact around the country. And Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in the town of Grease case coming out of New York, where the court stopped prayer, saying that it was violating the Constitution, but the Supreme Court reversed it. A great decision. And finally, the Supreme Court looked at the First Amendment Establishment Clause from a historical perspective. Finally, they looked at the original intent of the First Amendment. What a surprise, what a great welcome that that is. That's what the court should do on all of our constitutional provisions, and we wouldn't have this nonsense or anti-freedom, anti-religion perspective coming out of some of these decisions. A great decision. For more information and how you can be involved in Liberty Counsel, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com or lc.org. Also, you can call us toll-free, 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.